We are finishing tonight a series that we've been in that I think has been so great called How to Church. We started off this year with Grow. We went to Real Talk. And we're already completing our third series, How to Church. It's amazing. Talking about how do we do this thing called church? What's the church about? And how do we do it? We've talked about how the church is a family, right? We've talked about how we're not meant to come and just expect to be served, but we're called to be like Jesus, right, and serve. Right? He didn't come to be served, but to serve. Right? That was so powerful. I loved that. Last week, Bo knocked it out of the park, and he talked about how, as Jesus people, we're to be people who are about what Jesus was about. Jesus was about grace and truth. So we need to be people of grace and truth together. And tonight, guys, I just want to offer you a strategy for living out that idea of grace and truth. It's a strategy for how to church. And honestly, it's a strategy that I really believe that if we get this right, if we do this, we're going to be okay. It's going to be good. So before we go on, will you guys just pray with me that God would come? Jesus, my simple prayer is just that we would see you more clearly at the end of tonight than when we walked in this room. And I just also say that you are so amazing and worthy of all the praise, God. So we love you, and we said together, amen. Have most of you guys seen Lord of the Rings, the Lord of the Rings trilogy? Okay, I don't know for sure. Like, I grew up, and it was, like, when I was in high school and early college, and, like, it was the coolest thing ever. But then I'm, like, it's been 8 years since I've been in high school. This is crazy. So I wanted to make sure that it's still cool. Anyway, I love the trilogy Lord of the Rings. I love the stories. I even love the Hobbits. And here's why I love them so much. There's multiple reasons. Here's one of the reasons I love watching them and being immersed in the story. It's because I look at that story, and I really believe in my heart that the lives of those characters, Frodo and Sam and Aragorn, their lives are not that different from mine. Whoa. Ah! In Jesus' name, get out of here. Anyway, I really believe that our lives are not that different. See, Frodo and Sam and those guys, let's bring it back. Frodo and Sam and all of those guys, they were on just the most epic, dangerous, difficult, at times discouraging, but also beautiful and meaningful journey of a story, right? And I really believe that every single one of us as well is in a story, right? Our lives are a story. And while I might not be fighting physical orcs, I have to face temptation. While I might not have to face a Balrog, I've got to face discouragement. While I might not have Theoden's armor, I got the shield of faith, right? While I might not have eagles, I have the Holy Spirit, right? And I really believe that that story, I find myself in that story so much. And there's one scene that I want to show you guys tonight, not yet, with Smeagol in it. This scene has marked me deeply, and I'll tell you why. First, to set it up, Frodo and Sam, they're on this epic quest to destroy the Ring of Power. It takes a long time to talk about that, but if the bad guys get it, it's really bad. Frodo and Sam are trying to destroy it. They're almost to Mount Doom, the only place that the ring can be destroyed. And at this point, they're almost there, and they're climbing this, like, rock staircase, really dangerous thing, right? And Gollum wants the ring for himself, right? And so in this moment, he's going to try, which he's been trying, but he's going to try to turn Frodo against Sam. At this point, Frodo is weary with exhaustion and carrying the burden of this ring, and so he can't even see straight. But his loyal, faithful companion, Samwise Gamgee, is just the man. He's amazing. He just reminds me of the Holy Spirit the whole time in that movie. But Gollum is going to try to deceive Frodo and turn him against him. It's like this worst, the most terrible scene, because they're running out of food, and Gollum, when they're both asleep, takes some of the food that's left over and breaks a bunch of the crumbs on Sam to make it look like Sam ate the food. And then what does Gollum do? he dumps it off the cliff, so they have no more food left. When Sam and Frodo wake up and they're ready to eat breakfast, they're exhausted from their journey. There's no bread, but there's a bunch of crumbs on Sam's clothes. Instantly, Gollum starts pointing and accusing Sam. He wants it for himself, he says to Frodo, right? It's this terrible scene. And then Sam's going to say something that when he said it, I just heard the Lord speak to me so clearly. I believe the Lord wants to speak to you through it. So let's watch this scene really quick.
Sorry, Sam. But he's a liar. He's poisoned you against me. You can't help me anymore. You don't mean that. Go home.
Track with me. I was watching this scene, and that moment when Sam looks at, or when Sam looks at Frodo, and he just looks at him and just says, "But Frodo, he's a liar. He's a liar. And he's poisoned you against me." I remember watching that, and I remember God just speaking to my heart really clearly. Jake, just like Gollum was a liar, the enemy is a liar. And he's always trying to lie to you. Don't listen to him, right? Just like we want to jump into that scene and be like, "No, Frodo, Sam loves you. He's for you. He's going to die for you. He will." But he chooses to trust Gollum because Frodo's so, he can't see straight, right? Man, just like in that movie, guys, the Bible is so clear that we have an enemy of our soul. And he's a liar. And we are on a journey. Whether you believe this or not, you are a part of a story. And it's long sometimes, it's hard sometimes, but it's also meant to be beautiful and meaningful and to give our King who's coming back glory. And one of the biggest things that we're gonna face on this journey is something called discouragement. How do we deal with discouragement and disappointment? One of the ways that we oftentimes get discouraged is through lies, is through deceit, through believing untrue things about the world, about ourselves, and about God. Thankfully, God has given us a tool as a family to help each other. You could grab your sheets. He's given us this tool, and when I knew I was going to talk in this series, How to Church, I knew I had to talk about encouragement. Encouragement. There's this incredible verse, Hebrews 3:13, and it says this: "Encourage each other daily, as long as it's called today, so that none of you will be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." Encourage each other when you feel like it. Encourage each other, you know, once a year. Encourage each other daily. Why does the Bible say, put such an emphasis on this? Because it's so, so important, and the discouragement will come at us. The lies will continue to come at us. We can believe it or not, but the Bible says to encourage each other daily while it's still called today. Encouragement does two things. Write this down. True encouragement. Encouragement reminds us of what's true. Encouragement reminds us of what's true. And two, it strengthens us. It gives us courage to live into what's true. True encouragement reminds us of what's true, and it strengthens us to live into what's true. I feel like encouragement, guys, it just is, it's like when you are discouraged and you're believing something false, man, when someone gives you a true word of encouragement, it is so unbelievably powerful. All of a sudden, you can see clearly again. All of a sudden, you have hope, right? I was driving, I was in the car with Carly and some of our friends. Carly and I went to CA students back in the day together. Some of our friends, we were driving. Carly was driving. It had been raining, and there was this big puddle of water just like for a long time because it had been raining really hard on the freeway. This huge truck started coming over, got in the lane next to us. As they did, their tires just spewed all this water onto our windshield, just constant, constant, constant. Thankfully, Carly, being a good driver, didn't make a crazy reactionary turn, right? But this water just kept rushing onto our windshield, and we couldn't see a thing. Thankfully, Carly was focused on keeping her hands on the steering wheel and not reacting. And I kind of realized what was going on, and I had to go and hit the windshield wiper so that we could start to see again. And all of a sudden, we could see clearly, we could get over to the next lane, and thank God we were okay, right? But I think encouragement is just like that. It's like, man, when we're discouraged, when we're believing lies, we can't see a thing. We're so discouraged, and then, boom, when someone brings a word of encouragement, hey, God is with you in this. God is for you. All of a sudden, we can see clearly. Imagine you're climbing a rock face, right? And you've made it far, but all of a sudden you're tired, you're about to slip, and there's no handhold anywhere. I think when somebody gives a word of encouragement in time from their heart, from God, man, it's like all of a sudden there's a handhold. All of a sudden there's a ledge that you can take a rest on. All of a sudden you can see where to go. I think that's what encouragement is meant to be. What can encouragement look like? It's when you share something that's inspired you from the word with a friend. It's when you remind someone, hey, that mistake you made, that's not who you are. It's not who you are. This is who you are. This is who God says you are. It's when you remind someone that God's never going to give up on them. It's when you fill your friend with hope or vision anchored in God's word. So often, a good piece of encouragement is when you speak identity, God's identity over someone. Hey, you're believing this lie about yourself, that you don't have a future, that you're not good enough, that you're a failure. That's not true. Here's what God says about you. You're called. You're chosen. You've got a destiny. You're loved. No weapon formed against you can prosper. And you just speak this word of encouragement. And it's so powerful. As a church, we are called. Encourage each other daily while it's still called today. Encourage. Guys, and when I was thinking, I was like, Lord, what do you want me to say? And I couldn't say anything else. See, students, encourage and don't stop. Encourage each other and don't stop. Take the risk. Take the risk. It's so important. Instead of just talking to you guys about encouragement and just be like, you guys should encourage, I thought it'd be cool if I brought some people up to just kind of demonstrate a moment of encouragement. So I've invited some friends, and they're just going to come up, and they've prepared just a little thing of encouragement to say to someone. And the person that they're going to encourage might not know that this is about to happen, so it's going to be pretty cool. So I'm just going to invite someone up, and they're just going to encourage someone. And I just want us to lean in and experience this together of encouragement within the family. So I want to start off by bringing Josh Keelace up here. Will you come up here really quick, Josh? Come on up, Josh. Come on, Pastor. Go ahead and invite someone up and encourage him.
All right. Matthew Enriquez. Is this close enough? Matthew, I just feel like God's put on my heart that he wants me to tell you that you are such a strong and courageous man. We've been through a lot of things in life, different struggles, different issues, and but just a lot of fun times, you know, with the boys. But I remember at retreat, I think it was Hume, you told us that there was that fire that was in you, that blank flame that was in your heart. And I feel like it's been put on my heart to just say, like, that fire is so strong within you. And it reaches out to others, and it reaches out to me, too. I just want to thank you so much for that, Sam.
Thanks so much, Josh. So good. Gabrielle Roper, come up here. Gabrielle, where you at? Invite one of your friends up here, Gabrielle.
Esther. Okay, I just wanted to say that you are just such an amazing young woman. And, like, you, when you walk in a room, you have this smile that just lights up the entire room, like this joyful spirit that just makes everyone else, like, happy and joyful. And I just think you are not ashamed of your conviction in, like, Christ, and you can go anywhere and tell everyone about God's good news, and it's amazing. And I just want to say that you have walked through stormy seas, but you have walked with your hands high praising God, because you're just so amazing, and I love you, and God loves you so much, and he smiles when he sees how amazing you are every day. And when you have something special about you, when strangers see you, you start this fire in their hearts, like a curiosity about God to the non-believers, because they know there's something about you that's different about them.
Yeah. So good!
Love that. Thank you, Gabrielle.
Can I have Sarah Enriquez come up here? Come on, Sarah. Sarah, go ahead and encourage one of your friends.
Ruby. I loved getting to know you more this weekend at Fall Retreat, and I just want to tell you that I love spending cabin time with you just because of how deep and wise you are, and your advice about Jesus really helped me and inspired me, and I can see your passion for Jesus and telling others about Jesus every day, and I can see God's love for, shining through you, and you really help me and inspire me so much. I am so happy that you're my friend and that we're in a life group together.
Allie, will you come on up here? Come on up, Allie. Give it up for Allie. Go ahead and encourage somebody, Allie.
I'm going to call up Cameron Reines. She also wears a name tag called Kid Flash, just so you know. All right, Miss Cameron, you are just such an amazing woman, and I love what God is doing in your life. And I've just seen how he's used you in our life group and in our cabin time to encourage all the other girls as you just speak truth into their lives and affirm what God has revealed to them. I think you are such an amazing encourager, and you have this really awesome gift of empathy and how you invite people into your life. And as you share and create this amazing space where people can be vulnerable, and then just speak such words of wisdom, and I think you're also hilarious. And so you bring this, like, seriousness, but then this also lightheartedness, and you just strike this most amazing balance, which I just think is such an amazing gift, and I think God is using you in such amazing ways, and it's an honor to be your life group leader.
Thanks, Allie. Thanks, Cameron. It's so amazing. We got one more. I want to go all night, but Christopher, will you come on up here really quick? Go ahead and encourage someone.
Yes, sir. Josiah Topping.
Come on up, Josiah.
Hey, man. I wrote some stuff down. I feel like you really love people really well. This guy is a champion hugger. I don't know if you've ever had a hug from this guy, but on point. I remember when I first met you, I had the feeling that I think you had recently, your parents had recently just gotten married. And I just saw you with your sisters, and I saw how you welcomed your sisters into your family. And I felt like, wow, here he is taking on this role as a big brother in an even bigger way. And you were there to protect them and everything. And I thought that was really awesome. And without any hesitation, you did that. And I also feel like you're always willing to work hard and you don't give up easily, which are really two amazing qualities in a believer, let alone just a regular person. Like, we have to always have those things with us, and I feel like you exemplify those things really well. I see you as someone who reveres and fears the Lord more than you fear man. That's obvious today. Amen? Right? And that makes you also someone that the Lord not only loves, but someone he can trust. And so that's really good. So I'm really proud of the man you're becoming, and I want to encourage you and let you know that, and that God is on your side, and as you continue to keep him first, that he'll always be there for you, and nothing will be impossible for you. So, thank you,
I don't know about you guys, but man, when encouragement flows, I think the Spirit flows. I think the Spirit follows encouragement. And I want to encourage you guys too. Don't wait and be like, I'll start encouraging people when they encourage me. You initiate. Heard a quote once that if God can get a blessing through you, he can get a blessing to you. If he can get a blessing through you, he can get a blessing to you. So don't wait, but start to encourage and trust God, and he will meet you. And I also want to encourage anybody who feels like, I don't have anything to say. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to encourage. Maybe that's for real spiritual people or something like that. It's not. Man, you could just start with, I love you. And I want to be there for you. Can I be praying for you in some way? Can I support you in any way? You can start so small, and you can start so simple, but even the small things matter so much. Encourage one another daily while it's still called today, that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Let's pray really quick. Lord, I just thank you for this night. Thank you for encouragement, God. Lord, I pray against discouragement in this room. I pray against depression in this room, Lord. I pray against sin's deceitfulness, Lord, and I just ask you to use us to encourage one another, and I thank you that you call yourself the God of all encouragement. So we just love you so much. In Jesus' name we said, amen.